My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Time now to get into EB's entertainment page, which is sponsored.
Sponsored, driven by BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy, Mike Walker, over at BMW Fairfax, has no interest in charging you interest. Just 2.99% of most X-Series models. I've got the X5 for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. You know, I almost got into an altercation in my X5 this weekend.
Really?
Luckily, I'm calm, cool, and collected.
Yeah.
Could have very easily been a road rage incident. In fact, if it was Lurch, would have been a guaranteed road rage incident.
I'll do it!
I honestly don't think I was in the wrong, but maybe you guys will say you're a dope. You definitely were in the wrong.
Don't question me!
So I was parked at Safeway.
All right, the Ayton Safeway, your go-to?
Yes, yeah, so you're coming out of Safeway. Mm-hmm. On the right side, I was like in the third car, whatever. Got a good, pretty good slot, okay?
Okay.
Coming out with my little baggie. Just got a couple things. And I start pulling out of my X5. I look around, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm pulling out. And then way down at the other end of the lot, I see a car approaching.
Okay.
Well, I just continue pulling out. This guy, instead of slowing down, he starts speeding up. And then we get to a point where I'm out of my spot, and he's looking at me, and he's going. And I went to him, and I went. And we have a thing going.
You have a wave off.
You have a standoff. Yeah.
And he's looking at me, waving his hands, and I'm looking at him, and I'm like.
You look like the village people. Going,
yeah, so I guess he expected me to pull back in and let him drive through.
I feel
through.
Like if you were halfway out.
I was halfway out.
He's
and he was, by the way.
He needs to stop.
He was 10 cars away.
He's clearly in the wrong. Driving too fast in the parking lot.
I think he was clearly in the wrong.
In the wrong.
He was so upset at me that I slowed him down.
Right.
And I just looked at him, and we did the, what is this? The
Jordan like shrug. You're doing the Jordan shrug.
I did the Jordan shrug. I just dropped a three
what
on
type of
the
car
Blazers.
Did he have?
It was a truck of some sort.
You're doing so he's trying to bully you with his big truck.
It wasn't necessarily bigger, but he definitely was in a hurry, and he didn't like that I continued to back out.
Did you size him up?
He was an older guy.
You're doing the disbelieving shrug.
I mean,
Inkton has a lot of old people, so he's a senior.
Look, I'm a senior. I'm a senior citizen.
You're not a senior.
He's close.
I'm senior tour eligible.
He's close to double nickels, and that's pretty close.
I missed my prime years on the senior tour.
Yeah, you were clearly in the right. He's driving too aggressively in the parking lot. He's in the wrong.
I think. What do you think, Val?
I don't get it. Why was he slowed down and then he sped up?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Okay, so he was like, let's say, 10 parked cars back coming towards me when I noticed him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think he was trying to bully me into pulling in by hitting the gas
speeding up,
a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, listen, he wasn't going 30, but all of a sudden I was like, why is this guy speeding up?
Yeah,
and then
you know what?
I'm like, I'm not backing out. I was already halfway out of my spot. He was nowhere near me.
He's just an ass.
That's
what it is.
And then I went like this, and it could have, something could have happened. And then I just, continued on my way, and then he peeled out and turned right when I went left. So he clearly was in a hurry for something. Meanwhile, I was just...
You're such a loser.
I can't even remember. I was just getting, like, some cheese or something. I mean, I wasn't even getting...
That, I mean, it's very on brand.
Yeah.
Big hunk of Cracker Barrel
cheese. I had to get something. I had a couple of odds and ends things I had to get.
So you didn't actually pass each other in the aisle?
Oh, we were...
In the row?
Oh, no, this is in the parking lot.
Right, yeah, but I'm saying when you pulled out and you passed, like, no, your windows passed?
No, he got my ass into my
X5. Oh, okay, all right.
You know what you should have done? Is so he was behind you after you pulled out, correct?
Yeah.
I would have driven 1 mile an hour in that parking lot, tilted him.
Yeah. Well, listen, I wasn't trying to have an altercation either, but he was doing. He was so angry, and I was so calm.
He's
I was
in a rush. That guy's a loser.
He's a loser.
He's a loser.
I don't know who it is.
Nobody's in that big of a rush in a Safeway parking lot. Like, you shouldn't be in that big of a rush to get out of it.
Kensington's a small town, too, so... Word might get back to him.
What if he had a fantasy draft coming up, Cakes?
I mean, you got to budget your time better. You can't be in that big of a rush. It can't be that life or death for the guy driving around in the Safeway parking lot.
I mean, obviously he was late for something. And he was peeling wheel out of there.
5 seconds is not going to make a difference for him.
I know. I mean, it's just like, dude, settle down.
Just wait. Yeah.
He's a jackass.
That's just how
I think he was. I think he was in the wrong. I mean, I never know. What's the cutoff line when you should pull back in? Maybe when the car's right near you?
I mean, maybe.
Like, you know what I mean?
If you clearly cut him off, yeah. But
he was way down the other end of the lot. I had plenty of time to back out.
3 cars down.
Yeah, he was like 10 cars.
Are you a backer outer?
I don't always worry about get my egress. I just pull in.
I'm a full on backer inner and then pull
every
straight
time.
Out. Almost exclusively now.
To me, it's just a path. It's just a pain in the ass.
Oh, it's not a pain.
I thought that was reserved for, you know, men with big trucks. Cakes, you're backing in your little tiny car.
Of course I am. I just did it 20 minutes ago.
But it's so easy to get out.
I don't like backing out.
Cakes also used to park
easier
about a mile away when we would go to Subway
in
Fairfax.
Move. Before getting steps was cool, I was getting extra steps by parking my car a quarter mile out in the lot.
Right.
The rest of us would park right in front of Honey Baked Ham, and Cakes would be 20 yards away.
I'm not a lazy parker.
No, I will say that.
I actually think you didn't like
parking. Filled with lazy parkers.
No, I think you were kind of a lazy parker.
Because you didn't.
You were doing it because you didn't want to park next to other vehicles.
That's probably
part of it.
You
wanted empty spots next to you.
Yeah, I didn't want my
scared of parking next to other people.
You didn't care about that.
I don't know. I might have.
He's probably a terrible parker.
I mean, if it was like a loaner car from back in the day, sure.
I would care even less if it's a loaner. Not mine.
But through a car deal. Like, I respect the cars I have through a car deal.
I do, too. But when it gets nicked, I go, that sucks.
Not my problem.
Nothing too bad.
That happened with the truck that we rented in Napa. So we came out of a store somewhere, and there was a big streak on the passenger's car door.
Yep.
When we didn't do it.
Right.
Someone pummeled that thing.
Pwned it.
And when we pulled it back in, when we were leaving, we went
to
the airport.
Did they notice it?
Didn't say anything. They just said, just leave the keys.
They go over. When I bring rent the cars back, they go over that thing.
They usually do.
In the airport?
They're looking for any dings.
In the airport, they're usually pretty quick. Like when you, because there's an onslaught of cars.
Yeah, this guy just said, leave the keys there. Yeah. It's all good. I was like,
well, you better hope you don't get billed later.
I haven't got billed yet. It's been, 3 weeks?
Grabby did that. Yeah, plowed into a car.
In Florida, I backed into the pole, smashed the entire bumper.
Backed in.
And what
backing
happened?
In.
Nothing. I dropped off the key. I never even did a walk around.
Yeah, just drop them off.
What are you going to do?
Dunk.
Yeah. It's great.
Some good day drinking that day. Out at the beach, allegedly.
Cakes, I don't know why this chick still gets run. I guess it's just because she's an attractive girl. Kristen Cavallari.
Jay Cutler's ex. Yeah.
I guess she has her own show, or she used to, called The Very Cavallari.
We'll never watch that.
Who knows?
Hey, it's Brett. I love her. She was on the hills.
Do you know, care to guess, how old do you think Kristen Cavallari is?
I'm going
to
say
she was famous from Laguna Beach.
Yeah, 43. Mid-40s is a good guess.
That's what I would have thought.
I'll say 36.
She's 37.
Ooh, wow.
A little younger than I thought. But her boyfriend's even younger, Mark Estes. 24.
Ooh.
And she's bragging
Why is he famous? Does he have any sort of fame?
He's an influencer. He's in the Montana Boys.
Influencer.
He's in the what?
He's in this group, these guys online called the Montana Boys.
The Montana Boys.
Stick?
it's hard to explain, but they just play the same song over and over again, and they walk in a line, and one, like, one peels off, the next one walks
up. I hate them automatically.
It sounds...
I haven't seen 1 second of them. I know I hate them.
Horrific.
Yeah, sounds terrible.
Sounds
and the worst
horrific.
Part, he's probably a multimillionaire.
Probably is. Well, he's maybe the best part is he's tagging Kristen Cavallari cakes.
It's Brad, I'm jealous.
Sounds like she should be the big Montana boy.
And apparently, all they're doing is bragging about their sex.
Ah.
She says it's the best sex she's ever had. You think Jay Cutler's a little bit bitter about that?
I don't think he cares. He's probably dragging on a Marlboro Light as we speak.
What's Jay Cutler doing these days?
He's probably...
I think he's on a show.
Jay Cutler?
He's probably going to bars on Broadway in Nashville. And
that's true. He might be living
there. I think he's on Inside the NFL.
Is he really?
Which has bounced around. I don't know what network that's on. I've seen him doing some stuff.
Big shocker Trent Williams signed. Big shocker. Three days before the season.
How much guaranteed money did he get out of it?
I didn't see that number yet.
But they wait till the very end and they get it done. Yeah. Anyway, she says it's partly because, you know, in your 20s, you're just kind of clueless. Now she's in her 30s. She knows her body.
Mm.
And they're getting after it. They're having the cakes and Amy sex.
The Montana boys. I think I'm going to try to watch some of it just so I can hate that guy more. Estes, whatever his name is.
He's probably super dreamy.
Oh, I'm sure
isn't he?
He's handsome.
Is he handsome?
I would assume.
We hate all handsome people, right, Cakes?
Well, handsome guys tend to hate on handsome guys. So, yes, that's a yes,
is
EB.
That what it is?
I think that's what it is.
Okay, let me see. Let me see what this dude looks like. I just got to check real quick.
Kristen Cavallari, she's not dating a three.
This guy's a douche.
Yeah.
You could tell
dude,
in 2 seconds.
Dude, this one video has 17 million viewers, and it's just the guy coming out. With no shirt, and I guess another guy coming with a shirt just sitting on their truck.
He's not wearing a shirt. He's got, he thinks he's got cool tattoos. Whatever. You're going to regret those, loser.
Let's see.
All right.
I used to want to go to Montana at some point. Now I might have to cross it off the list.
There's no reason to go to Montana.
Because they live in Nashville. I don't get the bit, but.
They're in Nashville, but they call themselves the Montana Boys.
They stink.
Well, remember, she and Jay Cutler used to live in Nashville.
They were out on Broadway this past weekend.
Yeah, probably. He looks like all the douchebags you were bumping into, and that's why you couldn't wait to get out of there. Believe me, I know. He's probably all roided up.
I think I saw Jay Cutler quarterbacking for Vandy on Saturday.
It's a good one. Good backhanded dig. I like that.
Adele Cakes is apparently taking a hiatus from music. She's got 10 more shows left of her Vegas residency that she's had at Caesar's Palace.
Just clocking big checks.
Since November of 2022. She says, I have 10 shows to do, but after that, I'll not see you for an incredibly long time.
She's taking a long vacation.
And I'll
good
hold
for
you
her.
Dear in my heart. Now, many people are suggesting that they think that she, I guess she recently revealed that she is engaged to that guy, Rich Paul. Is he LeBron's agent or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I guess people are speculating that even though she has one child, she's maybe planning a pregnancy with Rich Paul
very
so they
good.
Can have their own child. And she's going to raise her child a little bit before she gets back to music.
Can't blame her.
Can't blame
her. Probably $100 million in the bank.
Very
good for her.
Does she add a last name? I just know her as Adele. So if she married him, would she be Adele Paul?
No, she'll be Adele. You think she's going to add a last name? She's gotten the level of fame where she's a one-name person.
Adele's last name?
Does anybody
know if Adele is even her first name?
I'm assuming that's her first name.
I don't know. It's a weird name. I don't know.
She's Adele. She was Lori Blue Adkins.
She's got 100 names.
She's got a lot of names.
Adele Lori Blue. Is that one of her ex-husbands? One of them? Maybe she was Adele Lori Blue. No.
Has she been married?
No, she was married to a guy named Konecki.
Yeah, she was definitely married before.
Yeah. But she wasn't Adele Konecki.
Oh, she's just Adele.
That would be like being Adele Allville.
Yeah, right.
You couldn't do that.
Allville's a way better last name than Konecki.
Yeah, way better.
If I set the over-under on Grammy Awards at 16.5, would you go over?
Over.
Oh, I would go over.
I guess I would go over.
Always bet against 16.
Damn it.
Oh, You knew he would go
I figured you set the number so high. It must have been like 35.
I'm still waiting.
Doesn't Beyonce have like 35?
I don't know. I'm still waiting for the Niners to trade Ayuk here so I don't have to pay you $5.
Right.
Before week one, before week one starts.
You keep waiting for that.
He signed his deal.
Yeah, but they can sign him and trade him. Yeah. I'm hoping for a miracle over
it's
here.
It's the slowest sign and trade ever.
Zippy chance.
Come on, Adam Peters, get on it.
Drabby, J-Lo's in the news. She's performing the Drabby. She's got the Belfie or whatever you call that, the butt selfie pic, where she's doing the bit where she's looking in the mirror and she's showing off her ass. Thirsty pic.
What a thirst trap. What a narcissist. Her and Kirk Herbstreit. Just narcissists all over the place.
I think if you want to know who's a narcissist, all you got to do is just look at their Instagram page. And if it's 9,000 photos of them yes. and only them,
right.
pretty good clue.
Yeah.
If they follow zero people
right.
on social media.
It's a pretty good tip-off,
too. There was some dumbass influencer in Nashville that my daughters knew and recognized. I think his name was Nunez. He used to play basketball in Michigan.
All right.
Adrian Nunez?
Let me guess. I'm just going to bet blind here. Annoying.
Oh, all he was doing is dancing around. Yeah. Look at me.
Yeah.
All over the bar, just being
an
idiot.
Had a halo light.
Been an idiot. Influencers are the worst.
Yeah. You know, an influencer.
I'm influenced.
Right, well, we have a carve out for Kelsey, but
right, for one.
Everybody else, you stink.
Adrian Nunez has 6.4 million followers.
Yeah, he's an idiot. He's a bouncer. Look at me. I mean, what a loser.
Was your daughter intrigued, though?
Idiot. No, they just said, look, it's Adrian Newton. They thought he was acting stupid, too, but they knew who he was. I said, who's that loser? You know what? And there was a billion guys just like him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just like this Mark Estes guy.
Yeah.
What's it going to take to get Thompson Creek windows in your home this fall? Huge savings? Well, you're in luck. Thompson Creek windows keep your energy bills in check while keeping you toasty all winter long. And I'm talking big savings. 50% off, as in 50. Yep. It's the first ever Thompson Creek Window Fest. Call Thompson Creek now to save 50%. Buy one window.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Get one 50% off, plus special finance options and a 50-year guarantee. Do what I did. Call 855-57-CREEK or visit thompsoncreek.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.